Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated that the government is continuously making efforts to ease the situation in Manipur. Replying to the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, the Prime Minister assured that the central and state governments are in discussion with all the stakeholders to ensure peace and cordiality in Manipur. He highlighted that the Home Minister himself led the efforts of peace from the front by being in Manipur. Modi said that the incidents of violence in Manipur are on a continuous downward trajectory. During his reply in the Rajya Sabha, the Prime Minister also expressed concern about the difficult flood situation in Manipur currently. He informed that two companies of NDRF are deployed for the flood relief work and the central government is closely working with the state government in relief efforts. The government has constituted different cabinet committees on security, economic and political affairs. In the cabinet committee on economic affairs, there will be 11 members which will be headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy and Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh are among the members of the committee. The Cabinet Committee on Security to be headed by Modi. Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nirmala Sitharaman and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be the members of the committee. The 10 members Cabinet Committee on Parliamentary Affairs will be headed by Rajnath Singh. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs will have 14 members including Prime Minister. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet is comprised of Modi and Shah. Other Cabinet Committees have also been constituted. Nagaland police has made a total arrest of 18 persons and 15 cases registered during June 16 to 30. The police, while updating its fortnightly report, stated that 6 cases related to narcotics and psychotropic substances were registered, leading to the arrest of 9 persons. In this, a total of 950 grams of opium, 308.89 grams of brown sugar and 94 spasm of proxivan and other tablets were seized during this period. While in IMFL, seizure of 708 alcohol-related items led to the arrest of 8 persons in 8 cases. Besides, one person was arrested in possession of a .32 pistol with a magazine and 7 numbers of .32 live ammunitions. Meanwhile, Nagaland Police has appealed to the public to report any sale or distribution of narcotics, drugs or IMFL to the nearest police station or narcotic police station. Stating that the identity of informants will be kept confidential, the state police informed that a closed user group phone numbers of various Nagaland police officers and police stations are available on the Call Your Cop mobile app. The extreme monsoon weather occurrences has caused widespread destruction, including fatalities, damages to infrastructure, crops and properties across Nagaland. According to an assessment report provided by the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, 5 individuals were feared drowned, reportedly from different locations, leading to recoveries of 3 bodies so far. As per report, 2 boys from Ketrok village under Sangsanyu block of Trensang district were swept away at Ayong Nala on June 28. Similarly, on June 29, a youth was swept away in Zavara stream in Kohima district. In another incident at Nsongchi Lake in Zeminu district, on June 30, a soldier who was on vacation lost his life after reportedly getting stuck in mud and weeds while rescuing a drowning friend. In Noklak district, a man was swept away by strong water currents at Nguhayu between Satle and Noklak on July 1st. Meanwhile, several landslides were also reported from Mokokchung, Kifereg, Trensang, Noklak, Zanupada, Peren and Peg, leading to damages of houses, battery fields and road blockades. The NSDMA said it is still compiling damage reports from various locations. NSDMA urged the district disaster management authorities to be vigilant and prepared, keeping in view the ongoing extreme weather condition. Further water levels in many rivers are rising due to continuous rainfall. The NSDMA advised the public to refrain from fishing, picnicking, or indulge in similar activities during the monsoon season for safety reasons. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.